stopped and haltingly slithered under the protection of the three hermetically sealed domes of the staging center, getting themselves out of the nocturnal cold. They alone remained with Joe, except for the word's driver, who loitered nearby, smoking some peculiar form of native grass.
Won't go near that stuff again in my life.
I like to look at what everyone is doing, find some common thing that they're all assuming implicitly, but they don't even realize they're assuming, and then negate that thing.
Up to point out that this fence exists, and that is what those people think of the rest of us, that in itself is a very, very powerful image. Now we go back to Seattle a little bit. I think one of the best parts of it was, you know, it didn't just blow the lid off the WTO, which hardly anybody had heard of up until then. It also was so many different kinds of people showing up. There were the Teamsters Union, Steelworkers Union, Union, Nurses Union, all the people they'd normally be putting down as freaks and anarchists and weirdos and shit.
And then negate that thing.
Otherwise to the ghetto, possibly Theresienstadt. In all cases, the SS will be the determining agency.
And my gift for organization, the meeting was very economical.
Thank you. also somebody I knew that I could be close with, I could fuck around with. You know, essentially almost hump him at the end of the scene.
That fucking guy. Fuck Picasso!
But up there, anything was fine, and, you know, it's okay. But you get done with that spacewalk. I went back to my module. I actually wrote a letter to my son, John. He was 1 year old, and along the way, I decided that, you know, it's important to let your sons and daughters know what you're doing in life, and they...
Common thing that they're all assuming implicitly, but they don't even realize they're assuming.
President Bush could put us in jail for taking food across borders.
But then holding on to the power, isn't it? The United States, Soviet Union in its way. In that sense, we said last year in December, as we looked at 90 and 91, we said that with all the changes and all the activities, that much lot of the success would be thwarted by individuals. About their place in history and their re-election or their empowered position than they were with the policies of change and growth and expansion. And
we wanted to have this music playing in the back. It's coming from another apartment. Try different source cues that seem to be going to work.
Yeah, my boyfriend told me about it.
I still like it. Testing, testing. I just know that when I'm making love to someone, hey, that's what I'm there for. No matter what else is going on with us.
Right, but, what about with...
Are you kidding?
You guys have been together for...
Especially him. You know, college professors, you gotta get a critical evaluation on everything. I'm sure he rates me on the bell curve.
Side by side, the people they might normally be saying, ooh, rednecks, squares, whatever. Everybody together because they were fed up with corporate power. And another important thing that happened in Seattle was the birth of a much bigger independent media movement than we've ever had before. And not a moment too soon, I might add, as less and less actual news gets on the news programs, and less actual news is in the newspapers, and then you go to the opinion page, and all you get is a right-winger debating an ultra-right-winger.
The round structure in the center of this view is the docking port on the Cristal module. That is the docking port which Atlantis will use when the docking actually takes place.
Discovery for Veloja.
Closer together. We are bringing our nations closer together. The next time we approach, we will shake your hand and together we will lead our world into the next millennium. Как мы сблизили наши космические корабли. Как мы сблизили наши нации.
on both sides. You've got, certainly in your country, a president who is very cognizant of holding on to the power, and Gorbachev in that same thing has let a lot of people down, so they say. We've always suggested that he was creating his reality, not necessarily anybody else's, but nonetheless, we would suggest here that let a lot of people down, because he is now seeming to abandon certain of the lofty ideals in favor of holding on to power and position. Nations, similarly, individuals, nations, and individuals as well, who maybe are not as visible, certainly so. And it is one of the traumas, one of the crises that you go through in life in that way. And certainly so, it is at that point. And that indeed a lot of the racism, a lot of the prejudice, a lot of the chauvinism and that same thing, to hold on to the power I have for fear I'll never get any more, for fear that if I let go of this, there won't be any more out there.
Scared. I didn't know what to expect. I was like, oh my God, what did I do? What did I just join? They broke that take it easy kind of guy who just let things ride. And then they started building me up. All I wanted was to be a Marine. In boot camp, I was fine-tuned and honed into a Marine. It was a real learning experience. The pride when you put on that uniform, you feel like you're the best that there is. It shows that you accomplished something. You're walking 1,000 feet tall. I can't see being anything else but a Marine. The title, United States Marine, supersedes everything to me.
Become one of the few and the proud, like Sergeant...
Instead, there's an E, an A, and a U. Of course, the sensible thing to do would be eliminate those unnecessary letters and just replace them with the O, but it can't be done because the E has tenure, the A is the shop union steward, and the U is married to the boss's accountant's son. Truthfully, I'd be perfectly fine with all the rules and red tape if we didn't have to wait in line for so long that the people in the line eventually develop their own distinctive regional dialect. Hey, is it any coincidence that government offices have the birth and death registries in the same room? I can't even clean up after my dog now without first getting an environmental impact statement from the Army Corps of Engineers. You know, it's gotten so bad I demand to see 3 different forms of ID before I'll let me pleasure myself in the shower.
Negate that thing. And around that time, I saw a videotape of insects walking, and they weren't even stable. They were falling down all the time. So there, I had the thing I was going to negate. Everyone was implicitly assuming that a walking machine had to have stability. So I negated that. I said, let's have a walking machine that doesn't even worry about stability, that's able to fall down. So we started by building a 6-legged robot, Genghis. When we started it, we weren't thinking of it walking as well as it actually walked. We were thinking of it scrambling over terrain.
G-Sarza Times. And nobody communicates via a messenger. It's... Messenger. It's all very unusual.
Army Corps of Engineers. You know, it's gotten so bad, I demand to see three different forms of ID before I'll let me pleasure myself in the shower.
Messenger.
So you think you are a smart human being?
Looking for the same old place.
Oh, you must mean the old same place, Sonny. It's right out back.
Disturbing image. Me pressed up against the glass like Billy Hayes in an Irish Spring commercial. And is there any welter of perdition more soul-destroying than the Department of Motor Vehicles? People go in whistling like Andy Griffith skipping rocks, and they leave more pissed off than Gary Condit's wife. You know, in exchange for the privilege of operating an automobile, you have to embark on a Hieronymus Bosch-like odyssey through the dingy institutional green cinder block line bowels of the system at its most wearisome. First, you find a line for the people who have appointments. Then you wait for them to call your name. Then you get in another line for people with your blood type and birth date. Then the clerk who's been taking people in your line goes to lunch, so you have to line up at another window. Then after several evolutionary epochs during which innumerable species have arisen, roamed the earth, and then succumb to their eventual extinction, you finally reach the front of the line where the whole process culminates in you challenging death to a chess match.
Here's the key.
4 hours later, I parked my car in the carriage house and walked up the gray gravel driveway between a line of dwarf maples toward the pillared entrance of the same mansion. It had been snowing in Santa Barbara ever since the top of the page, and I had to shake the cornstarch off my mucklucks as I lifted the heavy obsidian door knocker. Hey in there! Open up! Your door knocker fell off!
so you think you are a smart human being.
There's something admittedly soothing about the abdication of responsibility, the zen-like moment when you give up and see the poetry in the ticket agent telling you not only does your flight reservation not exist, you're still going to be charged for the ticket anyway. The moment when the college admission board's notifying you that your grade point average is too high to qualify for a scholarship. Or the veterans official who tells you to your face that you died in combat over 30 years ago. Lose yourself in the arcane maze of nonsensical rules. Delight in the Lewis Carroll anarchy of the organizational world. In other words, relax and take it easy, because if you do flip out and have to be committed to the nut house, you would not believe the fucking paperwork involved. Of course, that's just my opinion.
To whom shall I hire myself out? What beast must I adore? What holy image is attacked? What hearts must I break? What lie must I maintain? And what blood tread? What a Rambo season in hell.
Very unusual. Let me tell you about the case of the man with the mismatched shoelaces. This was many years ago when I first came into his employ. He was contracted to find a man. I'm afraid I can't give much in the way of detail, but believe me when I say that if this man had not been located, our country's good diplomacy with a certain economic superpower might have a distinctly different face today. Federal, state, local authorities all over the world were searching around the clock for a face whose significance they couldn't fathom. He'd vanished without a trace. On the eighth morning of the search, I was contacted by a non-political third party with an unrelated private agenda. Prior to this day, my employer had never heard of this missing man, knew nothing about him. After just 1 hour of desk work, just an hour after accepting the case, he picked up the telephone and placed a call. Guess who answered the phone?
It has to do with understanding what the nature of music is. It's only through the constant, for me, immersion in the process of creating and recreating music that I begin to understand what music is really about.
So obviously AOL is the biggie in there, as you mentioned. What's AOL? What has AOL done that's made them so successful?
Pleased with itself. Was it that bad? Joe asked Molly. Still pale and tense, but like Harper Baldwin beginning to unwind, Molly said, "It was awful, Joe." "And no one's going to talk about it," Joe said. "I'll talk," Molly said. "Just give me a moment." holding out her hand to the words, she said, "Just give me a moment." She trembled, then got out a cigarette, smoked rapidly, passed the cigarette to Joe. "When Ralph and I were here, we got to using this. I find it helpful." He shook his head no, and Molly nodded. "Let's see," she ruminated. "After your call, we got out of the ship. As we were leaving the ship, the black glimmung approached and began to circle the ship. We hailed this Wourge and..." "I took off," the Wourge said proudly. "Yes, it took off," Molly continued. "It was told the situation fully and completely in case it didn't want to take us, and it flew almost touching the ground. It flew, I would say, on an average of 10 feet above the nearby buildings and then the open country. And most important of all, it took a route it was familiar with." To the Wourge, she said, "I forget why you developed that strange anabasis. Explain again." The Wourge removed the cigarette from its gray lips and said, "Income tax violators."
But you will not see Noam Chomsky in the paper. I mean, they wouldn't even let Pierre Trudeau write anything in American papers after a while. It was just all, you know, these same right-wing bozos you see with Larry King and McLaughlin Group and others who have the proper shade of brown lipstick on.
Waves. Well, no, not exactly. They're both. Well, what I actually meant to say was... like atoms winging their way through Newtonian space. In for serious revision.
Going to be the beginning of the film at one point. This was we also shot this in a very, very long dolly shot. Took about 2.5 minutes going right in on his face.
It's only through the constant, for me, immersion in the process of creating and recreating music that I begin to understand what music is really about. I'm really talking about what the essential nature of music is, and I find that the experience of performing music in front of people, it is the essential experience for the composer. It's at that moment when the whole, let's say, transaction of music, when we see clearly what it is, that it's not a conceptual activity, it's not, music doesn't exist in a library, it exists in the air, it exists as something we hear. When someone, if you go to a library and you see hundreds of scores, and you're not actually looking at music, you're looking at notation of music. You know, the actual music exists when you play it.
WZBC out of Newton. 50% of the time at least.
Inside.
New metaphysics, Gary Geiserman.
Hello, Gary.
Gary Geiserman here.
Hello, Gary.
I think I have ants in my pants. Of course, it could just be the hot weather. I don't know.
How are you, Gary?
Nico here also. Playing via Messenger.
We have a super from one tremendous difference. We've handled many, many more times than our normal traffic.
Yes, it's me, Nico Dillon.
Out of the Big Z House, Chaos Intact, God saving us from various kinds of commercial default mechanisms.
Yes, it's me, Nico Dillon, be alongside with the lovely tributary.
90.3 FM. I'm ignoring things right now. And online, WZBC.org.
Yes, it's me, Nico Dillon, alongside with the lovely tributary.
Tributary is here also. And a cast of tens of 20s around. 617-552-4686 if you play phone. If you can figure out the technology. Pretty complicated.
Earthlings, behold, I am
the
Lord. Witness my awesome powers as I reveal the secret. Earthlings, behold, I am Melvin Murph. Witness my awesome powers as I reveal the secrets of shape-shifting.
I knew there was an element of magic between us, you know what I mean, an attraction. But she didn't intend to fall in love with me, and I didn't intend to fall in love with her. It happened, you know what I mean? It's like two magnets that just come together, you know. She's a wonderful person, and I'm very, very thankful to have her as someone who cares for me, and I care for her, and that we love one another.
That will not be heard on any mainstream station at all. There's blues shows, folk shows. It runs the gamut. There's some not very radical talk shows, but there's talk shows. There's actually a really good comedy show.
Very good.
And it's very much your typical community access, and that folks come in and do their show. music show. And it you know, and after that, then a guy comes on and does the blues. It's your typical community exit.
Sounds a lot like KBMR, actually.
Yeah.
Could let people know how they can get Sound Celebrating Resistance and anything else they might find of interest on KCBL, and also how they can get the newspaper.
And then it applies to us on a very personal level, because as you find yourself getting where you want to be at that stage of your life, you know, realize it's an extremely dangerous place, and you've got to be even, it's funny to say, but you've got to be more aware than when you were struggling. More aware.
Having the character to still be spiritual and metaphysical. When you, quote, don't need to be. In the sense of those tangible goals that you first set out for, once you get the car, once you get the job, once you're healed, what are you going to do with the metaphysics then? And in that sensing, certainly, oh, well, I'll continue, of course, but that's where the crisis is, isn't it? When I get what I want, can I continue? Will I be continuing to grow?
So they've kind of capitalized on that. And again, the fact that it's free, people who don't necessarily have an account, I believe, can even get in and use IM, use AIM. So it's very attractive if you don't have to pay for it.
Don't you want this door knocker?
I already have one.
But this is yours.
You see? I told you. We used to have another one, but he vanished mysteriously. All right, come in out of the cornstarch and dry your mucklucks by the fire.
So if you talk to the working people around the country, and they'll give you an earful. Well, I'll follow much of class just to get through work, daycare, and other car, and other insurance policies.
Congestion, more commuting, repair bills. And that's before even they get their paycheck. They got to lay out that money. You talk to the parents of children in poverty and the way they're mired in the lack of affordable housing, inadequate health insurance, if they have any, and how they can't even get to work in the suburbs from the cities because there isn't even any adequate public transit. So let's not look at this boom economy as if it's helping everybody. It's lifting all yachts, not all boats.
I'm way behind.
I'm onto something, Marlon. Something big.
You okay? You look like shit.
I think I'm mixed up in something.
Mixed up in what?
There's no point trying to explain it, but a lot of strange things have been happening.
What's this? I see the head, the body. This isn't cubism, Jackson, because you're not really breaking down the figure into multiple views. You're just showing us one side.
Me and I care for her and that we love one another.
Molly said to Joe, nodding. Plowman's planet has a huge income tax, roughly 70% of earned gross income as an average. It varies, of course, depending on the bracket. You see, the Wourges usually drive that route the other way, that is, starting in a distant residential spot and zigzagging, etc., to the spaceport, avoiding the native police and tax agents and getting the passenger aboard a ship before he's caught. Once in the ship, he's safe, because the ship is recognized as extra-national territory, like an embassy.
This isn't cubism, Jackson, because you're not really breaking down the figure into multiple views. You're just showing us one side. What is this, free association? Automatism. But what you're doing, Jackson, don't tell me you don't know what you're doing. Experimenting with surrealism? Is this a dream? Even if it's a dream, still what you see. It's life. You're not just randomly putting paint on the canvas. something. You can't abstract from nothing. You can only abstract from life. From nature. Only work from inside yourself, you'll repeat yourself. From nature.
Nature.
If you only work from inside yourself, you'll repeat yourself.
Why don't you paint the fucking thing?
And what you stand for. What you hope and dream for them. And I wrote him a note that night, and I said, John, your dad has courage. Letting go of that pole when I was going 18,000 miles an hour and feeling the speed, that took courage.
And their children and their aunts and uncles and nephews and nieces and first cousins and second cousins, they would all sort of congregate and therefore almost create their own villages, certainly so, interacting with other villages, certainly so, but nonetheless creating their own sort of family unit, quite independent of each other. Beautiful, beautiful farmlands in that way. As we say, gentle rolling hills, wonderful country lanes that seem to, like a ribbon, lay across the land. As one moves further south in that way, that gentle farmland gave way to mountains, beautiful mountains that would stretch all the way right to the sea. And as you would pass through these mountains, heading more westward along the southern boundary, one would come to what we call the mining country. This was an area, though, there was very little flat land in that way, and what there was used for crops and raising animals, certainly so. But the main activity was that of mining. Mining, as you would think, precious metals now, but also metals now that you would think to be quite innocuous, quite unimportant, that were often used for healing purposes and for mystical exploration, certainly so. But the mining country, a very profitable, a very, very productive area. Indeed, this area would look perhaps most as you might think of some wonderful area in Switzerland or high in some mountain ranges with valleys that were lost to everyone above the clouds in that way and wonderful mountain streams that seemed to bustle their way down toward the ocean and it was just absolutely breathtakingly beautiful in the southwestern area.
Elevator. There was no backing on it. I looked out. There was people there, and on the radio, on the way to work, start to like follow me along, talking about everything that I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Now, Truman, look. This is one of your fantasies.
I think this is about my dad.
Your dad?
I think he's alive. Yeah. I'll tell you about it later.
Out of Newton. WZBC 90.3 FM. 50% of the time. Actually, probably only a very small number of percentage points of the time. But I'm here 50% of the time, and that's more than enough, really. New metaphysics. Gary G. Nico playing live. He's in a full body armor. I think he's got a respirator in there with him. So just wires are coming out. Plus he's using the dark side technology, which is an anomaly today, but...
Dark side. Yep, I'm using the infamous PC.
He's a musician on a electronic respirator technology, but hey, it's still oxygen.
Hey, it's a great instrument. If you think about it, you're still manipulating sound. You're manipulating any sound you want. You can take a harp, the sound of a harp, the sound of a trombone, the sound of a guitar, and use it, and then compose it. It's an amazing instrument. For those people in the music industry who think that this instrument isn't worthy, they've got another thing coming.
It keeps me busy for hours. Let me tell you something, Gary. I'm busy with this. Aside from the blue screen of death, exception error 001X00.
What are you using, Nico?
What am I using?
Talk that sexy digital tech talk for a minute. Get some of these listeners off at home. Jesus. What kind of technology jargon are you going to lay on us?
Okay, I'm running off an AMD K62 processor, 3D nanotechnology, 333 megahertz. I got a 4.3 billion byte hard drive. Ooh, 24X CD-ROM. 14.1 1024x768 TFT active matrix display. I got a 56K modem, Yamaha stereo sound. And tons of RAM to pump that bass into your body.
So you're ready for performance in America. Isn't there more stuff? What actually software programs are you running there?
Oh,
or did
right.
you mention, did I miss it? Or?
Oh, I don't, that's a big secret.
I got mesmerized by the...
Electronic artists like to be hush-hush about their instrumental.
Well, you don't have any electronic instruments.
Well, the 505's an electronic instrument.
You've just got your human voice, right?
Uh-huh.
That's all you're carrying?
That's all I'm carrying.
That's a good couple, I guess.
No, but this is great, you know, to finally be on Gary's show, because I'm a big fan. And always listen to his show. Check it out. And it's really sweet to be laying down beats for, you know, New Metaphysics 90.3. And hopefully we'll get to hear some of Lazarus.
He's already made an appearance tonight.
I think earlier, yeah.
Yeah, the amalgamated English accents there. Various of the Celtic accents. Yeah, he's not a human, which is good sometimes around here, because we're all players in the human Earth experience, and you know what being a player can do sometimes. It can sort of blind you a little bit. At any rate, so you've been playing live.
Been playing live, yeah.
Have you used the vocoder yet?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I've used the vocoder a little bit.
That voice stuff, right?
Yeah. You want to check some out?
Yeah, do some weird things. Was that the orange vocoder? May have to go back to once again.
What do you want me to say, Gary?
That'll do. We'll put a muzzle on you, I think. You're annoying me. I know you're a voice from Bill. Now, there's a lot of musicians on the PC side, of course, since they still representing the old form of business model.
Well, sooner or later we'll be phased out.
That's right.
Whenever Bill gets kicked off his horse.
Well, there'll always be a place for trillions of dollars cash in this man's army, but hopefully the ties to the old form of capitalism will drag behind you and slow you down like you've always been. But you're a musician, you're using the technology good.
Thanks. I was going to ask you...
It'd just be a lot easier if you used a Mac side, of course, but that's up to you.
What do you think about this division of labor, you know, and how it started? Do you think that has... I mean, I believe it has a lot to do with the present situation that we're in.
Which division of labor?
The division of labor, you know, with the Industrial Revolution and how, you know, people became basically divided into their separate subgroups of labor and work.
You mean modern lifestyle?
Yes.
Well, that's we're shifting into the watery stage now. We're emulating the spiritual vision of oneness, and we're moving quickly out of industrial age, except in the third world, where, you know, they're quickly graduating from the printing press age straight through to the new one world emulation of oneness with digital pipelines and computer and whatnot. So they're doing the industrial thing real quick, you know, get that over with.
Yeah, they say that information is power and it releases people, but it could actually be a constraint.
Well, the interesting thing about this concept of oneness is that it can swing either way real easily, like total blockage and walls put up, or penetration and hacking through those walls. And allowing one-to-one communication between any two or more people. So right now we still have this proprietary thing and this fascist concept of corporate capitalism, where you can own and control, like in the military. And at the same time we have all the millions and billions of experiences of complete access by people all over the world on this communication grid. And, you know, the oneness is happening in other areas too, but we don't hear about them quite as much. So, you know, we have the internet and these proprietary groups, mostly maintained in the private sector with Microsoft, of course.
Sure.
And AOL. But mostly Microsoft. They're the most ambitious by far for maintaining the old school.
Yeah, isn't it funny how we have anti-monopoly laws, but the government chooses which laws apply to whom?
Well, yeah, that's the government, but that's just a thin facade for facilitating the corporations. They do a little governing, of course, but not very much. But, you know, it's all just the grand story of people being asleep and allowing their world to seemingly dominate them. And this domination takes the forms for us in this civilization that it has. It's not the first cause, though, the us against them thing. That's just part of the drama deterring us from, or expressing our lack of awareness or lack of being awake. But it's falling away. We're going to get to see that. And that'll be a great story. Freedom will win. And the dream of mankind will happen.
This country was made 225 years ago, set out to destroy what it is today. It set out to destroy monopolies, to destroy control, to create anew. And instead, what's happened is it's gone completely in the opposite direction. People have become too apathetic. That's something that one could agree with. And it is true that you can live your life conscious or unconscious, awake or asleep. And to live your life asleep is a choice you make, or to live it awake is a choice you make.
Yeah, I think the key thing is getting to the place where you can make a new choice. Because those levels of amnesia can really make that difficult.
To rethink, to think again off of a thought that you may have, a negative connotation, a preconceived notion, some sort of false dichotomy. To get to the root thought of it, choose again. There's a lot of different choices out there. The mind has many ways to play tricks on you, I'd say. But the mind is there to assist you and to open doors for you, to let you perceive things in ways that you would have otherwise been unable to understand. And this takes you subliminal, spiritual, revolutionary level, I think. It can reach those levels if one is awake and aware of these choices.
Hard to tell. They look just like regular people.
But felt like it was a little bit too much to ask for, I guess. It didn't quite work. Well, we tried it. I mean, the shot worked, but it didn't work as the beginning of the film. And I didn't really want to have a credit sequence, you know.
Turns out that these particles aren't even particles. They're waves. Well, no, not exactly. What I actually meant to say was, and you discover the babble of mad people.
Slow rocking rhythm in this position can produce superlative orgasms.
Let me introduce myself. I am Nick Danger.
No, let me introduce myself. I am Nick Danger.
If you're so smart, why don't you pick up your cues faster?
Are those my cues?
Yes, and they must be dry by now. Why don't you pull them up out of the cellophane before they scorch? All right, sir. May I take your hat and coat?
Yes.
I assume you've come to see my mistress, Mr. Danger.
I don't care about your private life or what his name is. I've come to see Nancy... Mrs. Haber.
Mrs. Haber?
Audrey Farber?
laundry, Faber.
Betty Jo Bialowski.
Oh, you mean Nancy.
Their feet in soda water.
What the hell's that?
Elliot. T.S. Elliot. Gentlemen? T.S. Elliot.
Do you hear Gorky sold to the modern?
Gorky's a cow. You know, they forage and they eat and come back to the stable and still chewing. He'll go look at a Picasso for hours, go back to his studio and spit it out. Fuck him.
But he's so good at it.
Yeah, he's good at it, but we gotta break through this shit.
Yeah, what do you think of Klein?
Klein's a whore.
Picasso.
Yeah, has been.
De Kooning.
He's all right, he's learning.
What do you think of Jackson Pollock? That's what we think.
Then they have the smiley face icons.
Well, yeah, a lot of them have that's not too hard to copy or use something like that on another piece of software, but yes, it is the iconography is definitely a part of it.
Yeah, but it's easy to copy, but as we're finding, it's not so easy to make it work with it. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but hasn't AOL changed it so that providers who have tried to make it so that their user, their client, if you will, works with AOL, and they've made it so that it doesn't work? I think they've done that three or four times now?
Done it a number of times, however. Last week I was talking to a company called Odigo, whose instant messaging software is used by, among others, Prodigy. And they had a battle back and forth with AOL this summer where they would hack, and I mean not in the bad sense, in the sense that they were skilled at writing code. So they figured out how to write an IM program that would link up with AIM. Then AOL came and blocked them, and then they created a patch, and it went back and forth. And for about 4 months now, however, Odigo users can chat back and forth with AOL users. It's not a specific sanctioned agreement or cooperative agreement there. They just blocked Odigo for the past 4 months.
Okay, our engineer tells us that we've managed to get Laura on the line. Laura, are you there?
Nope.
Laura, can you hear us? Apparently still having technical difficulties. Sorry.
Land. As you move further now from the west, moving now north toward the true west, one would find these jaggedy mountains with their sharp and austere peaks giving way to high plateaus, high flatlands upon which the savannas in that way existed, wild fields of grass that seemed to stretch for forever, as they seem, to the horizon for sure. Some of this land cultivated into huge farmlands of raising grain, certainly so, much as you might think of your Midwest in parts of Kansas and parts of Oklahoma or whatever, flatland, but much higher, much high plateau in that regard, where we'd go to the water's edge and then huge cliffs, maybe hundreds, maybe even more feet tall, that would drop drastically, severely to the water's edge. As one moved further north and now into the northern portions again along the periphery, the flatlands would give way again to mountainous ranges that would be uninhabitable in that way, raging rivers and that same thing that would be more grand than any river that you might imagine in your old world, dumping billions upon billions of gallons of water into the ocean every second of the day. There would be huge fjords as you think of them in your Scandinavian part of the world, where mountain ranges seem to lift straight out of the ocean in that regard, leaving these finger-like bays or inlets that were raging with torrents of water and currents of water, again breathtaking but uninhabitable for the most part, leading all the way around then to the timber country where we began in the north and eastern portion. And as we say, most people worked here, most people lived here, knowing of the interior, knowing the interior mountains that seem to ring this civilization, ring this continent, and knowing that beyond those mountains was the magic land.
Gain entry into the United States, Ivankov claimed he was a film director on his visa.
Ivankov was probably at that time one of the larger members of Russian organized crime that was operating in the United States. He had capabilities of having support with other members of organized crime in the Russian area, and he was able to infiltrate the ethnic communities in the United States, the Russian ethnic communities, because of his notoriety.
And maybe some people are afraid that stage is very boring, and so they prolong it.
Oh, they do.
You know, they want to be healed, or they want to get their money together, but they just can't seem to. Maybe that's part of it. You're afraid to get to that stage because you think it's not going to be as challenging.
That's exactly right. A lot of people, a lot of postpone it, slow it down in that sense. You could be there now. No, because what would I do then? And see the metaphysics as just a get for me activity, etc., create my reality and wonderfully well. But once I get there, then what do I do with it? You see, people feel that even if they don't have people, when we talk to them, sometimes apologize. I'm sorry, I didn't have any problems. I'm sorry.
I've been using your techniques and I have nothing to say.
That's right.
Once you become familiar with your partner's stages of arousal, you'll be able to tell when she's about to reach orgasm. Using the principles you've learned, you can help prolong or intensify your partner's climax.
Exactly, did he do? Like, I didn't.
What did he?
Yeah.
What is he? He killed 5 college students in Gainesville.
How?
Where I lived. How? Brutally. Very brutally.
Огромные самые прекрасные пожелания нашим будущим встречам, нашей дружбе, нашей совместной деятельности на благо людей. У нас на борту в порядке все. Мы очень рады, что вы с нами рядом. Мы вас любим. Мы единое племя, племя небожителей. Наверное, это самое фантастическое и самая замечательная сказочная профессия, которую мог создать Господь Бог.
education. And then student bodies are just getting larger. Fewer, more kids. Nothing for a voluntary Medicare prescription drug benefit. Biggest problem we've seen is nothing to extend the life of Medicare and Social Security beyond the baby boom generation.
And then the description of him, he says here in chapter 16 of guilt and the judgment, the condemnation.
Leave it to Speakers.
The one thing that I brought in this morning,
freak you out?
Yeah. This sort of freaks me out bad.
Here comes Marcia Gay. I met a lot of actresses for this part. I had asked a couple women about it. But I'd worked with Marcia Gay in 1994 in Simpatico, Sam Shepard play, and we had a great, great time. Now, there's a painting there, a photograph to the, right to the left, which you can't hardly see. You probably could have seen it a little bit earlier. It's a picture of Pollock in this kind of cowboy outfit, which I really wish was in the film, but it's not. You know, these little things kind of bug me, but first time out, next time I'll move the damn thing over.
Do you feel people have been...
People feel powerless and that they can't fight City Hall or Exxon or they can't get their calls returned. They become more apathetic. Their expectation level drops. When expectation levels drop in a society, the powers that be can control that society more readily.
Reputation in Russia.
Russian organized crime members came to the U.S. with more than just a plan on how they were going to make money. They were also armed with years of experience in manipulating bureaucratic red tape.
Mismatched shoelaces without ever leaving the house.
I'm telling you, he never even leaves the house. Okay? I mean, he's like some kind of recluse.
And it turned out to look an awful lot like an insect. And that was pretty accidental, I think.
How about those two?
I don't know.
Could be.
It's when I'm unpredictable, that's the thing they can't. You know. Anything happen?
No.
Mm-hmm. We gotta get out of here. You ready to go?
No, I just can't.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I told you I can't. I'm gonna get both their asses fired, you know that.
Okay, man, let's do it.
What?
Whatever you say, I'm game.
What? What are you talking about?
Yes, Siri. Your birthday comes but once a year.
Well, she's in the aviary studying trees.
Knowing the interior mountains that seem to ring this civilization, ring this continent, and knowing that beyond those mountains... Beyond those mountains was the magic land, was the place that the mystics would learn to become the mystics that they were. And often it would be the children, or adults for that matter, but often it would be children would dream that they should cross the mountains and go to become a crystal climber. And indeed, as they'd relate the dream, sometimes the parents would know what it meant and would take them there. Other times the parents would be totally oblivious of the meaning and ardent curious, but not having any answers to it. And they would become the travellers, some of them the witnesses, some of them the teachers, some the healers, and some the dreamers, that often would come from the interior and seem to seek out those who had the calling, those that were intended and meant, whose destiny called them to come to the interior, to become the crystal climbers, as they were called. And indeed, often at carnivals and at festivals and at various celebrations of solstices and equinox, those that came, those mystics, would often bring and gather together those that would travel with them. And indeed, if you were such a person that was so called, either in dream or in insight of meditation, or given the message by a teacher, a healer, a witness, a keeper of the flame, a keeper of the truth, or a dreamer, indeed you would travel with them, often weeks, often months, sometimes even years, as you would cross these interior mountains and go to the interior land. Sometimes it might take as much as a decade before you would finally reach your destination. And the reason that you were called a crystal climber is because in this interior there were pillars of stone. They were like columns of stone, natural, of course, not man-made or human-made. But we would suggest they reached up maybe 100, maybe 200 feet above the lushness of the tropical forest that was the interior. And on top of them were cities, huge cities, much as you might imagine Shangri-La or Valhalla must have been, certainly so perhaps the first concepts that heaven was a city of gold, a city of brilliant light, because in Lemuria, these cities that sat on top of these pillars of stone were called crystal cities, not because they were really made of crystal, but because they glowed and glimmered as though they were crystals. And indeed, those such as yourself called would come and sit at the base with that teacher or that person who brought you, or sit at the base being called on your own, and you would learn to teleport. You would learn to alter your energy, alter your chemistry, alter yourself such as to visually disappear to those who would be sitting around you, and then to reappear, to rematerialize, if you will, at the very top of this pillar of stone in the city, the crystal city.
I've never heard of.
Marcia worked really hard on this particular Brooklyn East thing she's doing, and you know, I worked it pretty hard, man. And she really came up with the goods.
So, in Seattle, people put together an independent media center, knowing full well that almost everything that came out of CNN or NBC, or for that matter, the CBC, who was down there, was probably going to be a lie. Or at least forgetting what was really going on. So they figured, well, anybody who has, you got a video camera, come on down. You want to write something, come on down. You got cameras, you know what to take pictures of, go out and do it.
Wer oder was ist eigentlich Beefcake? Beefcake.
Beefcake.
Things about Genghis was, switched it on and it walked. The walking isn't programmed in. I think, therefore, I'll walk, and how I walk is I do this, I do that. Instead, it's all these little feedback loops, and when you put them all together, the robot walks. A well-respected professor from Germany said, but how do you tell the robot what to do? And my only answer was, I don't tell the robot what to do. I switch it on and it does what is in its nature. Sometimes I feel a little like Yoda. I have to say, sort of, just feel the force. Don't try and control the robot, but feel how the world is going to control the robot.
System it should be. There are some technical design decisions to be made. I decided to make the system compatible with Unix for a number of reasons. First of all, I had just seen one operating system that I really loved become obsolete because it was written for one particular kind of computer. I didn't want that to happen again. We needed to have a portable system. Well, Unix was a portable system. So if I follow the design of Unix, I had a pretty good chance that I could make a system that would also be portable and workable. And furthermore, why be compatible with it in the details? The reason is users hate incompatible changes. If I had just designed the system in my favorite way, which I would have loved doing, I'm sure, I would have produced something that was incompatible. You know, the details would be different. So if I wrote the system, then the users would have said to me, well, this is very nice, but it's incompatible. It would be too much work to switch. We can't afford that much trouble just to use your system instead of Unix. So we'll stay with Unix, they would have said. Now, if I wanted to actually create a community where there would be people in it, people using this free system and enjoying the benefits of liberty and cooperation, I had to make a system people would use, a system that they would find easy to switch to, that would not have an obstacle making it fail at the very beginning. Now, making the system upward compatible with Unix actually made all the immediate design decisions, because Unix consists of many pieces, and they communicate through interfaces that are more or less documented. So if you want to be compatible with Unix, you have to replace each piece one by one with a compatible piece. So the remaining design decisions are inside one piece, and they could be made later by whoever decides to write that piece. They didn't have to be made at the outset. So all we had to do to start work was find a name for the system. Now, we hackers always look for a funny or naughty name for a program, because thinking of people being amused by the name is half the fun of writing a program.
Partner's about to climax, grip his penis with your PC muscle. This can be an incredible sensation for both.
Freak. No social life. In fact, no social skills. It's a strange fucking thing. When he's working, smoothest operator you've ever seen. Brave, slick, cunning, do anything. As soon as he gets off work, it's all gone.
Let me know and we'll put you on the mailing list. The paper's free.
Again, their fear and hatred, and you know, make them hate the guy who looks a little different or whatever it may be.
Saying some of you got serious about the circumstances, particularly with the war breaking out after all, in that regard, and recognizing a certain missed opportunity, and therefore the snapping to a bit in that sense, perhaps. But it's
one of the things Lazarus has told us to watch for is the consumer confidence polls, or ratios, however they do those, and they have not rebounded as well as they were supposed to after the war. And the latest one out, Michael, didn't you say the latest one out was that it was even lower again?
Camel Corps. Were they?
Mm-mm.
They're trapped in the desert, in the Sahara Desert. They've been surrounded by Rommel for 40 days and they've run out of food. And the captain comes and makes an announcement to the men. And he says, men, I have some good news for you and some bad news for you. And one of the men says...
Oh, wait, you have told me this one.
Oh.
Twisting the skin or pushing the skin into alignment. So all my measurements are made that way. This 5/8 inch wound, which was vertically oriented, had a blunt end inferiorly and a pointed end superiorly, which means it had it had the shape of a very narrow triangle, and the blunt end was the lower part, and then it came to a pointed end above.
Okay, back to the discussion here. So, what is the general consensus?
He might have been bluffing, but I couldn't take a chance.
Duke Ellington in the background there.
You at Students League?
Extras are behaving themselves. Street life, you know, feels pretty real.
And so I came out.
That was one of my favorite things, picking out vehicles, you know, the prop person showing you all these pictures of different cars and trucks and making selections.
You know, it's kind of scary because you realize that's not going to work.
No,
you know,
not.
We need to be more visionary in our thinking. You know, I mean, and what an opportunity we had. I know maybe there'll be a lot of disagreement with this, but, you know, in the Soviet Union, citizens are starving to death. What an opportunity to just do it.
Yeah.
To just get the food over there.
September of 1939, the Lightning War, Blitzkrieg, began, and Poland fell to the Nazis in less than a month.
This campaign is trying to raise expectation levels to say we can abolish poverty, we can provide health insurance for all, we can squeeze enormous waste out of the economy, and just billing fraud alone, for heaven's sake, is $100 billion or more in the healthcare industry, according to the GAO. We can redirect public budgets from hundreds of billions of dollars of corporate welfare, subsidies, handouts, giveaways, bailouts that are part of Washington, D.C.'s daily activity, and eliminate those bloated, gold-plated weapon systems that even retired generals and admirals and some Pentagon analysts have told me are not necessary, and put them back into the communities, into Boston, into New York, Chicago, into rural areas, repairing America.
Is to move his king. For instance, to squares B7, A8, or A6.
will show you that it has no, quote, reality to it. Now, this plays nicely right into my hands. Let's go back now to those drug-induced hallucinations. You know, I think every UFO investigator in the country, they have these forms when they come rushing out to your house when you report an 11-mile-long green cigar overhead. And the first question is, are you intoxicated? Do you have a history of taking drugs? What is your relationship to altered states?
It's for you. And one of the men says...
Oh, wait, you have told me this one.
Oh.
Something terrible. Please, you're next. Here they are. They're already here. Come, you're next. They're coming. They're coming.
I must have done something. The policeman will help.
Something so fantastic that I've got to find out about it.
Once you go through the door and close the door, you're completely absorbed. I couldn't tell whether it was five people in the audience or 5,000, because you're completely absorbed with what you're doing. When they come through the door, you've got about 3 seconds to do what we call read them. Are they coming after you? Are they going to go to their seats? It's not the same each time. It's new every time you go in. And you have to be alert constantly.
Bongo! Bring it up here. Bongo!
Right now, we are able to build molecules that self-assemble in various interesting ways.
It was at the top. You see, there was no other way to get there. There was no elevators, no staircases, no rope bridges, no little indentations that you could laboriously climb. No, the only way to get to the top was to teleport, you see, and that's the way. No one had to judge anybody else. Because if you couldn't make it to the top, if you couldn't teleport yourself, then you didn't belong there.
Uncomfortable in his own skin to go out and eat. Tactless and inept. Rude, too, just an asshole.
things like technical information you'd be better at. Technical information because it's...
Well, the kind of stuff I'm good at doing...
It's not ambiguous.
What I'm doing is visualization and design of equipment. I've designed chute systems in a lot of big feed yards and meat plants, and when I design that equipment, I can visualize the whole piece of equipment in my head, I can test run the piece of equipment in my head, and then draw it on the drawing.
Show something. This is better.
The most powerful work to come around the pipe. There's no three ways about it.
You're not really a surrealist, and well, my few Americans are.
What's most impressed Jackson about the European moderns is their concept that the source of art comes from the unconscious.
Yes, yes, I'm sure.
Russian criminals got a wealth of knowledge in forgery, counterfeiting, and fraud.
Was gone.
No, it's still there.
Of course it's still there. What did you expect? He's still Ted. He's
Excuse me,
husband.
Can I just say one
Please.
Thing?
He's still your husband,
but
Ted.
I know
Please.
Something that you...
Catherine.
Could
Please.
I just say
Please.
One thing?
Catherine. Just a minute. Just a minute. Catherine. Just give me a minute.
Something fishy about the butler. I think he was a Pisces, probably working for scale. I felt a thin shiver run up my spine as I sat down on the cold marble floor.
Self-assemble as a matter of course. It is the natural process. But self-reproduction is beyond viruses, and it takes something as complex as a bacteria to be able to self-reproduce. Once we build a machine that can make a copy of itself, we have already solved many problems to build a lot of other structures. And so the idea of the two-week revolution is that in a very short period of time, we will essentially download the designs that we've come up with in our computers and create an immense array, and in fact, an immense mass.
You could meet him 5 times without ever realizing it's the same person.
Murdered women from before my birth. Elizabeth Short, the Black Dahlia, the,
The Black Dahlia murder case is arguably America's most famous unsolved woman killing.
Did you find yourself gravitating toward women who look like your mother?
My suit will protect me for about 5 minutes up there.
No humans have been up to the surface for years. It's illegal.
I know all about that.
Was to teleport, you see, and that's the way. No one had to judge anybody else, because if you couldn't make it to the top, if you couldn't teleport yourself, then you didn't belong there. And if indeed you belong there, you would learn, you would be able to, and you would teleport yourself. So those who were there were never questioned for their credentials, for the very fact that they were there. Credential enough, and those in that same thing who demanded and insisted that they belong there, they just knew it. But alas, if they couldn't get there, then no one argued with them. Indeed, their reality reflected the fact that they did not so belong.
The River Collective was probably the most important ongoing political involvement of my life. I mean, here was the manifestation of my greatest fear and my deepest desire all in one little package called Other Black Lesbians. Lots of them.
In the community of lesbians of color, different kinds of social organizations grew up, which were specifically social, like Salsa Soul Sisters.
I remember this one meeting where we decided to talk about the images of black women in the media. Now, this is 1975.
And there was a discussion about whether or not straight hair versus afros at the time versus locks.
Afro, straight hair, whatever. Whatever we were looking at, there was no articulation that black women had any right to be on the planet.
That should be able to go on and on.
We offer two different options.
You can design a burrow and think that the mole rat's going to do great in it and have the animal perform in a totally different way. So it was very important for me to experiment with tunnel sizes, chamber configurations. I thought there would be one chamber that would be a nest chamber, but it was the last chamber on the run. In other words, you'd have a tunnel, and then a chamber, and then another tunnel, and another chamber, and another tunnel. And so I thought maybe they'll eat here, and they'll sleep here, and you know, I had it all set up like a dollhouse in my own head. I'm always telling myself stories while I'm designing things about how things are going to function. And I thought I had a really beautiful nest chamber at the end of this pattern. And we found out that mole rats, the last chamber is used as the bathroom. We had to incorporate that new knowledge into the design of the environments that we built in the back of the exhibit. Now we could decide where the toilet was going to be. So did you want the public to see it? Did you want it right up front? You could do that. Did you want it hidden away, difficult to look at? We could do that. Did you want it out of the exhibit? We could do that.
With extraterrestrials take place in altered states. That's what altered states are. Reality is, you know, the tip of an iceberg of irrationality. Going to look like, because I think that, you know, in a society when we're coming up, you know, we don't have our money and we want our money and we're coming up and we don't have the neighborhood we want yet and we're looking at that, you tend to look at people who already have it, and then you tend to start thinking that when you get there you'll have to live like them. And maybe there's a part of you who knows, I don't want that, but I would like to be solvent, you know? And that's the thing to remember. You don't have to, when you get to a certain success level, check into a club where you now get the rules. You can write it any way you want to. You know, like we send a lot of money to a lot of causes, but we're not the kind of people who want to go sit on the boards and want to do the meetings. And we certainly appreciate the people who do, and we realize that because we're not sitting at the meeting, maybe we should send more money, and so we do. But that's okay. You can make your decision. You know, you don't have to say, well, gee, you've got time now. You should create your own save something. But I don't want to. You know, I'm doing all this other stuff right now, and I certainly think all that stuff is as important as they think it is. I just don't want to get my letterhead about it, okay? You know, so I'll send checks. And, you know, you can do it any way you want to. I mean, it's a joke. We live in Palm Beach. And if the people who are the Palm Beachers knew what our life was like, I don't know what they'd do. You know, we got Doors music blaring through the house, and Michael's out jet skiing on the ocean. It's so funny. Our neighbor, I won't say his name, but he's a name you would all recognize. And Michael's been out jet skiing, and the guy comes out and watches him over his beach wall. So the other day, Michael stalled out, and as he's dragging his ski up, he goes up to the man and said, I'm really sorry it makes so much noise. I'm getting mufflers put on it, but, you know, I'm really sorry it's making so much noise. And the guy said, oh, I don't mind the noise. When I was younger, I used to drive motorcycles, so I come out to watch you, and it's great when you fall and all this stuff. But
I mean, it's, I mean, you can do what you want to do. And, like, I mean, if our neighbors knew what we were like, what we thought, what we do, you know, I don't know what they do. And, but, you know, it's okay because, you know, you there's nobody that's coming and saying, hey, you guys, you don't go to any of the parties. You don't go to any of the functions. You don't even dress like us. What the hell are you doing here? I mean, maybe they think that when we walk on, Jack walks on the beach and he meets, you know, these people with famous last names. Andrew goes on the beach and he runs into every Kennedy there is. And, you know, maybe they, you know, maybe they wonder, like, who are you? Did I go to school with you? No. You know, we're just here for the beach, you know.
As long as the war continued with swift German military successes, Mengele remained with Irena and continued his biological genetic research. But with war on two fronts, Germany had attacked Russia, Mengele and his unit were mobilized and moved into the Eastern Front. He was a frontline combat doctor.
He sees combat on the Eastern Front, he's wounded, he's decorated, so, I mean, he becomes quite the Nazi hero. He's an MD, he's a PhD, he has numerous decorations for valor, for being wounded, and so on.
Mengele had been awarded the Iron Cross First Degree, Iron Cross Second Degree, plus the standard decoration for service on that front. When his wounds were healed, he was declared unfit for further combat duty and volunteered for duty as a Lagerarzt, camp doctor.
Richard Ward is the executive director of the College of Criminal Justice at Sam Houston University in Huntsville, Texas. He is also an authority on transnational and organized crime.
The Russian Mafia is an extremely problematic group for law enforcement, and what makes them different is that here you're talking about some extremely bright individuals who are experts at carrying out a whole range of activities that are illegal. Everything from illegal immigration to insurance fraud to crimes within Russia to a growing involvement here in the United States.
Russian organized crime in the United States is very violent. All organized crime is violent. There's just different elements of sophistication, like the American La Cosa Nostra. One time we had five La Cosa Nostra members that cooperated with us and started telling us about murders. They told us about over 230 murders, but we only had about three or four bodies. Most people just disappeared.
Certain things. This stenographic figure that's on the wall there, you know, this is appropriate, what you see here. There's some new paintings that we haven't seen before in the background. But Pollock lived with his work. I mean, that's when he wasn't showing, which he didn't show a lot. He hasn't had a show yet at this point other than that one painting in the show. I wanted Howard to glide across this thing here, which he did a pretty good job of. This is kind of one of the on-the-money shots, but a big moment. Here we are, and then look at this set here. This is a replica of Frederick Kiesler's gallery that he created for Peggy Guggenheim at Art of this Century in 1943. It's too bad you couldn't play more of the movie in it, because it's a beautiful set. They did a great job. ¶¶
I don't think Marion told him.
No. So,
I don't
imagine
know.
Only two people would know that.
I would imagine, but somehow...
We don't know.
I think I do know. It was Marion. She had a nephew called Charlie Lederer, now dead, who was a very witty man, and he might have told Orson.
To Dallas, hello.
Hi, I'd like to, first of all, say to Dal that I think Julian is a masterpiece. Second of all, I was wondering if you might give... I'm a young, aspiring writer and historian and intellectual, and I was wondering if you might give me a rundown of your daily regimen, what you do, how long you spend writing, etc.
Yeah, when you're writing a book, give me the day.
All along, we've been inspired by an evolutionary analogy. But that inside the human brain is a reptile brain, and inside the reptile brain is a fish brain. Evolution just didn't pop out with a person fully formed. We've had that same idea in building our robots. Let it do simple stuff like move about, then add some more complexity to it so it would move about without hitting things. Then add some more complexity to it so it could go and find a soda can. But the idea is not to go back and change the earlier pieces, but have the earlier pieces run in parallel. To an observer, it appears as though the robot has intentions and has goals and is following people and chasing prey. But it's just the interaction of lots and lots of much simpler processes. That certainly looks good enough to explain insect-type behavior. Now the sort of more radical hypothesis, maybe that's all there is. Maybe a lot of what humans are doing could be explained this way. After all, humans have evolved from simpler systems over time. When I think about it, I can almost see myself as being made up of thousands and thousands of little agents doing stuff almost independently. But at the same time, I fall back into believing the things about humans that we all believe about humans and living life that way. Otherwise, I think if you analyze it too much, life... I like to look at what everyone is doing. Find some common thing that they're all assuming implicitly, but they don't even realize they're assuming, and then negate that thing.
Thousands and thousands of little agents
doing stuff almost independently. But at the same time, I fall back into believing the things about humans that we all believe about humans and living life that way. Otherwise, I think if you analyze it too much, life becomes meaningless.
The webs we weave, and it goes on. I'm doing a good job so far. evolution. Tax return, whatever. It's just a long robotic arm. Arm of the law. And not natural law. Out of Newton, WZBC. 90.3 FM. No metaphysics. Portions of it. Gary Geiserman, separated at birth. GaryG4 at Mac.com. GaryG4 at Mac.com. WZBC.org up on the high wire. Just stapled to the side of the drywall so we can repair it later if it breaks. It's a good idea.
Of recursive acronyms to say that the program you're writing is similar to some existing program. You can say, you can give it a recursive acronym name which says this one's not the other. So for instance, there were many TECO text editors in the 60s and 70s, and they were generally called something or other TECO. Then one clever hacker called his TINT, for TINT is not TECO. Not telling me what to do. I can do what I think is important for me to do. Now, it freed me to do what seemed worth doing. So make a real effort to avoid getting sucked into all the expensive lifestyle habits of typical Americans. Because if you do that, then the people with the money will dictate what you do with your life.
Can always get them there.
the words said sleekly. Onto a ship before they're caught. No police cruiser, even with radar, can spot me as I zero in on the spaceport. In 10 years, I've been stopped only once, and that time I was clean. It grinned as it puffed on its cigarette. Joe said, "You mean the black limung took off after you?" "No," Molly said. "He's crashed into the ship a few minutes after we vacated it. The ship was totally destroyed, according to what we heard over the air, and the black limung was injured." "Then why did you need an elaborate escape route?" Joe asked, bewildered.
"And in these crystal cities, they would learn, you would learn. Some of the cities were cities of healing. Others were cities of teaching. Others were cities of dreaming. Were those occupants, those who went there, those who became the inhabitants of these cities, high upon these pillars, learn to do their particular avocation, vocation, to fulfill their spiritual destiny. Oh, after the decade of travelling to get there, and maybe 6 months or 8 months learning to teleport, you might spend indeed 10, 20, maybe 30 years in this city, learning and growing and teaching. And in a certain time, there would be those who would know that now they must go forth, they must go back into the world, go back from where they are sitting on top of this pillar, and they must go back and heal and witness and guard the light and gain the truth. And those to dream knew that they had to return to dream. And so they would teleport once again, leaving this wonderful crystal city, and once again materializing now, maybe as we say, 10, 20, maybe 30 years later, and go forth into the world to travel from the interior back to the exterior, not often to their own land, no, not from where they came initially, but to where their work calls them. The teachers would go and teach, and the witnesses would go forth and witness. And those who were guardians of the light and guardians of the flame would go forth and perform the functions of their guardianship. And those that were the dreamers would go forth, and they would dream. Now, a dreamer was a very special kind of person, for they were the person who could dream other people's dreams. And Lemuria, there were those, they were rare, admittedly so, but there were those that could dream dreams for you. And therefore, as a person in Lemuria, if you could find a dreamer, you could tell them what you wanted them to dream for you, and they would dream your dreams for you.
Something you make rope out of. Found in which to rest and point of departure and so forth, and is plastic and ever changeable to support what we choose in the present, or how we create reality in the present. The actual choices for that are from the future, which we are attached to.
Disco Volante.
It's free software if it costs $150. Well, the reason they asked this is that they were confused by the multiple meanings of the English word free. One meaning refers to price. Another meaning refers to freedom. When I speak of free software, I'm referring to freedom, not price. So think of free speech, not free beer. Now, I wouldn't have dedicated so many years of my life to making sure programmers got less money. That's not my goal. I don't think I'm a programmer, and I don't mind getting money myself. I won't dedicate my whole life to getting it, but I don't mind getting it. And I'm not there, and therefore, you know, ethics is the same for everyone. I'm not against some other programmer getting money either. I don't want prices to be low. That's not the issue at all. The issue is freedom. Freedom for everyone who's using software, whether that person be a programmer or not. So at this point, I should give you the definition of free software.
Therefore, Alza, Person, and Lemuria, if you could find a dreamer, you could tell them what you wanted them to dream for you, and they would dream your dreams for you. They were androgynous people. Often it was difficult to tell whether they were man or woman. They were often very old, and yet seemed to be ageless. They were often very large, but yet seemed to be almost translucent, and therefore very light. Sometimes they were very thin and very fragile and frail, but yet almost made of steel in that way, and therefore very dense. A juxtaposition of opposites, of paradoxes, or often what the dreamers look like. Often very old, but yet seeming so youthful. Often very young, but yet seeming so very old. There were this contradiction, this combination. And they would be in a place. Often they would be found on the other side of a gazebo. And you would go to them when they were ready to receive you.
Nanotechnologically composed material. And when that transition point kicks in, we, I believe, must be in a place to act and interact with our environment much, much more gently than we have ever done before. As machinery comes to encase us, indeed, the recent advertisements for interactive games and so forth massively put a human being into a mechanical array. And the question is, will that consumption by machinery be an enjoyable process or one of dismemberment?
On the sensations, breathing deeply and relaxing into the feelings, you are preparing yourselves for orgasms unlike anything you've ever experienced. As you and your lover explore these variations together, sex becomes an experience of growth and discovery, providing you with a never-ending source of new sensations and new horizons. You look forward to each sexual encounter, knowing that the best is yet to come.
Somebody like that, but I never thought there was another side to somebody like that either.
Danny had actually gone out that night and hadn't made up his mind.
What was it about this place? The atmosphere was as phony as the Tudor balustrade that leered at me from the top of the staircase. And there she stood, radiant. All those curves showing through that flimsy burnous.
Nick?
It was Nancy running down the stairs. All the familiar sounds and smells of pig night came rushing back like a good snort of scotch. Then it struck me. 20 years later, and she still knocked me out. Ugh.
The Calder mobile that he passes, it was, I forget who made the shot with. but that caller mobile and the earring that my wife Peggy Guggenheim's wearing, Amy, the Calder estate gave us shit about this. I mean, we had to pay them so much money for those two things.
Peggy's mural.
I thought, here's a great painter, and people saying to me, his wallpaper repeats itself.
It's always been my plan to return to Europe. I don't have the energy for it since Howard died. But Jackson needs the gallery.
Great painting.
What was the one that missed? The one that wasn't so good.
I don't think you have color yet. Like Picasso, I think you're much better off when you keep your color quiet.
Which one was it, Clem? Shit, I'll fix it.
The one with all the blue. It's predominantly blue.
The wrong blue, too much blue.
All I want art to be is good, Jackson. The picture misses.
Well, what do you think, Ted?
I think it's interesting. I like blue.
What do you think, Alfonso?
I think it's your painting.
What do you think it misses?
Well, Clem may have a point, and he may not have a point.
Do you think it misses?
I don't know.
You think it might miss? Alfonso, you think it might miss?
It might.
Might miss. Well, I'll just go fix it for you.
Is he all right?
He's fine.
He's fine.
So it's all the blue that's bothering you, and what else? You want the color quiet?
Could be a little quieter, Jackson.
Well, let's just quiet the color now.
Sacred for you. Not anybody's feelings or anything like that. It's your art. You're not going to destroy your art. This is something.
Of a systematic structure. And that's the question you have to ask about the World Bank and the IMF. So, for example, if cutting out that cancer turns out to, which is supported, incidentally, by the far right and a lot of wealthy banks and corporations, if cutting out that cancer turns out to leave total control in the hands of unaccountable private tyrannies, it's worse. You know? I mean, whatever you can say about the World Bank, it's got some limited degree of public accountability and some limited commitment to the welfare of the poor. On the other hand, a bank, say a private bank, can't have that. I mean, in fact, it's legally obligated to be radically antisocial in its activities. That's a legal obligation, after all, for a corporation. You must commit yourself solely to maximizing profit and market share. You do anything else, you know, you can be brought to court. It's a violation of the law. So if we decide to cut the cancer out and put in a worse cancer, it's not a good idea. So the question is, what kind of changes can take place? Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and it's not something just for slogans. There are proposals, interesting, good proposals around, and I think they're feasible. And in the long term, I think it should be, you know, maybe play some role in a much broader and diverse system with much more public participation, much more accountability, and a concern for the needs of the overwhelming majority of the people of the world, not just as a kind of like a footnote, but as its primary commitment. And there's no reason why that can't happen. Maybe it'll still be called the World Bank. Maybe it'll be called something else.
Tokens in the slots, counters geared to the micro money management software device plug-in. Middlemen functioning properly online. That's good. Wandering the desert will continue then. From one imaginary oasis to another. And the charade can go on. Like evolution. Connecting the dots. Like atomic string theory and 11 dimensions of dementia for Whitey. Out of the Newton, WZ, not the home of Newtonian physics, thank God, but a fellow traveler, as we find at least parts of ourselves today. ZBC Radio Network online at org. GaryG4@Mac.com. Interactivity with the audience. Whatever that is today. New Metaphysics -Gary Geiserman or something like that. Currently, if you're counting through the beads of time like a religious person of some kind, thanks to Nico playing live earlier. So we're all immersed in the flow coming through us like anti-gravity or plasma containment of some kind. I noticed that MIT is still hot on the trail for anti-gravity. Plasma containment of some kind. Well, I've already seen the designs for various models. And MIT has a ways to go. They gotta drop lots of good and bad cholesterol. And maybe keep an eye out for those B12 analog buffers as well. The good and bad B12, that is. If you're analyzing, like the white man. Of course, everybody's doing it now. Everybody's an Oreo today. In the hood. But according to the structural outplaying of the Mayan calendar, a good bit of redux is not a bad thing in the end game. If you're measuring.
Deputy Sheriff Ray Dozell, Torrance County, 439-277. I'd like a trace and status on the 90 T-Bird, VIN number 26 Charles, Henry Charles, 39er Nora 1, John 1212292. I can be reached at 412-5607. I'd appreciate it if you could expedite this. Thanks.
Ask you a series of questions, certainly so, to which you must answer correctly. And if you so did answer correctly, then they would close their eyes and seem to settle in a deep and wondrous sleep. And then they would dream.
and they would dream your dreams, and they would dream your dreams into reality. Lemuria is a land that imagination forgot. As you can spark your own imagination, as you can travel on a quest, crossing the terrain of Lemuria to find a dreamer, you too can ask the dreamer to dream your dreams. And if you answer the questions correctly, they will dream your dreams into existence. For dreams exist outside of time and space. And the dreams the dreamer will dream for you will not manifest in Lemuria, but will manifest in your reality, in your world, in this most monumental decade, the 1990s. The dreamer can dream your dreams if you will cross the breach of belief and journey the land of Lemuria to find the Lemurian dreamer.
And what was the depth of penetration for this particular wound?
The depth of penetration is approximate, because this wound, number one, as well as number three and four, were within an inch and a half of the cutting wound that was on the left side of the neck, and these wounds shared common areas of injury with the other. So exact depth could not be determined.
Meeting you. He could elicit a confession from a criminal without their realizing they're being questioned.
I have to be.
Dave, it's okay. I watch porn too.
Important part of, I knew him quite well, and being around him and Maris and people like that, and they were very aware of the fact that art exists as a transaction between people.
Yeah.
That music is a kind of a sublime currency that's passed among people, and perhaps the most sublime that you can imagine, perhaps poetry or whatever you might say. You might have your own favorites, but for me, it's, of course, it's music. So the point of performing is to reaffirm the essential characteristic of music, which is that it is, as I say, it's a sublime currency that is passed between people.
So you guys taking the PSAT this afternoon, too? Yeah. So what happens to you guys?
I go to UC Irvine and Northwestern Law. Meet a totally great guy. He's a triathlete. We get married, and I practice law for 8 years. And we get really rich, and then I have 2 great kids.
So you're, like, unbelievably happy?
Kind of.
I get a master's in French and then live in Paris for 6 months and hate it. So I come back, become a TV development executive, and I work out all the time. I'm fairly miserable and have a slight substance abuse problem.
But you look great. Oh,
thanks.
I start an interior lighting design firm with my college roommate, and it totally takes off. And then I die of ovarian cancer before I'm 30.
Oh, that sucks.
Tell me about it.
Well, good luck.
What a freak.
Father Jack?
David, come in, sit. And call me Jack. We're beyond that. Meeting over already?
Yes. Damn. We all admire Clark's energy, but there is some concern that he may end up being divisive. As you said yourself, if we have to go back and start over from the beginning...
And find some conservative lapdog who won't challenge anybody? Yeah, that's what we need here. Scotch?
Oh, no, thank you.
Clark thought he came on a little too strong with you.
I like him, Jack. I think the world would be a better place if there were more men like him. I just don't think that he's a good fit for St. Bart's. Do you really think that Father Clark would be happy here?
Why should he be happy? How happy are you?
You're right, I'm not happy. My life is very complicated and confusing. I've experienced a lot of loss recently. My father and my... And the one thing that helps me to deal with it is having a place that hasn't changed like everything else in my life. There's a reason they call it a sanctuary. I think the majority of our congregation feels the same way, and my responsibility is to them, not you. Well, I've got a business to run.
This is what it looks like getting there. Or should I say, this is what it looks like getting there. Of course, when things change, get to their extreme, they change to their opposite. And then there's all the ambient over and under and in between tones, adding a little spice.
This takes him out of check. Put the black king on A7 again. Another move that'll take black out of check is to put a piece between himself and the attacking bishop. Black can move his knight to square B6. in order to break the check.